In a scene too gruesome to show, a camera pans from pools of blood to a clearing with a pile of charred bodies.
We are deeply concerned by the reports of the horrific killings of 11 people in Salangi Township in northwest Sangyang region in Myanmar, who were reportedly shot and burnt by military on Tuesday morning in an apparent retaliation for recent militia attacks. Credible reports indicate that 5 children were among those people killed.
At the scene, in voices cracking with emotion, men vow to avenge those that have died.
It's a terror, really. It's really something that it will take so long for the people of Myanmar to forget.
Myanmar's military have shown no mercy for those that opposed the coup. On Sunday, as a flash mob of protesters took to the streets, a military truck drove into the crowd at speed. 5 people killed, dozens more injured and arrested. Since the coup in February, Myanmar's military have faced increased opposition from peaceful civilian protesters on the streets and increasingly from armed insurgent groups, like this one, the Karenni Nationalities Defense Force. Despite the harsh conditions in the jungle training camps and the threat of attack from the military, these new recruits felt they had little choice.
We never expected this revolution would happen. At first, we were protesting peacefully, but it didn't work, and we never thought we would be in the jungle fighting against the military. But it is what we have to face.
Yet as the atrocities mount up, the protests continue. This flash mob hit the streets of Yangon as news of the sentencing of Aung San Suu Kyi to 2 years in jail was released. She, like the other democratically elected leaders of Myanmar, may now be locked up, but a younger generation's taking up the fight against military rule. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.